Hello, and welcome to Small Screen Justice, a podcast about superhero TV. I'm Dan.
And I'm Nare, and today we're discussing Season 1, Episode 11 of Gotham, entitled Rogues Gallery.
Yeah, alright, so yeah. We're back to Gotham, though. I assume you might have missed the promo for next week, but next week is off for some reason.
Yeah, I heard it was off, but from a different place. Yeah. I thought that was really weird. Why not just start on next week
and I have no idea. I think that's really weird. But we got Gotham this week, and how would you have graded Rogues Gallery?
I'm going to give it a B. Mm-hmm. It wasn't that good.
Yeah.
I mean, there were some good parts, but I don't know.
Yeah, no, I agree. I also gave it a B, and I, the first half, I feel like the longer I walked, the more I got, like, a little bit happier with it.
That was the same with me. Yeah. When I first started, I was like, this is kind of boring.
Yeah.
And then at the end, I thought it was more interesting, and I wouldn't have given it a B if the end wasn't how it ended.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
No, I agree. I think that there was a little bit too many different plots going on this week. That's one of my cons, is that I just feel like even though they left, I liked they did leave out, like, Bruce, and they left out, like, Harvey Dent and people, but it still felt like there were a few too many things happening at once.
Well, for example, I think they only did the Ivy and Catwoman storyline just so that phone call could happen.
Yeah. Which, yeah. Why don't I just get Barbara out of the way?
Oh, God, I hate her.
Yeah.
This is why people hate women. Okay? it's because you call a phone and someone picks up and they automatically believe everything you say, and they're like what? Like, first of all, Ivy sounds like a child.
Yeah.
Like, and also, like, how about you, like, later you, like, call Gordon in a more mature manner and say, hey, I called and some girl picked up.
Yeah.
Is that,
well,
like,
people are also pointing out, why didn't he call his cell phone to begin with? Why would he call the apartment?
No, just so, like, have that storyline.
Yeah.
It was stupid.
Yeah, no, it was dumb. I thought that, as while we're talking with the Ivy Catwoman thing, I thought it was some of the worst acting from Ivy and from Cat that we've had. So I just thought a lot of it was overacted. I hated Barbara's reaction when she's like, go to hell, or whatever she said at that phone call. I thought I was really overacted.
It's overacted and it didn't even make sense.
Yeah, no.
So why? Okay, you left Gordon seeing a new woman. Guess what? You were seeing a new woman as well.
Yeah, seriously. The only positive that I have for Barbara in this episode, and it's really, I mean, it's kind of more of a positive for Montoya. I think that the Barbara Montoya scene, even though I wasn't invested in it at all, was actually semi-well acted, like better than Barbara usually does. And I thought Montoya did okay.
I love that scene actually because of Montoya. I thought that she said some really valuable things, and Barbara is so immature. My gosh, she flipped out. Like, if someone came up to me, because, like, she was like, oh, I forgot about Gordon. Okay, maybe she loves Montoya, whatever.
Yep.
If Montoya was like, you know, we can't be together because it's negative for us. And then let's say I love her and I want to fight for this, I would say, you know, maybe together we can try to improve on this. Maybe we can try harder. Not, what the hell? Blah, blah, blah. And, like, I'm like, what the hell is wrong with you?
Yeah, I mean, the only thing that I can say is somewhat redeeming, maybe, if you're trying to be really nice for Barbara in this, is that it kind of painted her like she was, like, almost mentally ill or, like, a massive addict to the point where she just, like, needs help, as opposed to just, like, it doesn't make me want to watch her, but, like, it made me feel like maybe I could feel sympathetic if maybe she's, like, an addicted, like, messed up person, but, like,
maybe that's why they were showing the asylum stuff and also her stuff, because maybe they were trying to show that she wasn't that much different than inmates.
She's just like a whack job, and it's also funny because I've actually just happened to have, because my sister's visiting, we've been watching some OC episodes, and I watched an OC episode with Ryan, who plays Gordon now, and he was just dealing with Marissa on OC, who was like a crazy, drunken, alcoholic, druggie, and I was like, this just feels like Barbara again, except Marissa's actually done better. Like, which is really funny to me. But yeah. Yeah, no, it's a funny Barbara just isn't working, and I guess don't like even if they I guess have no desire to see her again. Like I don't like even if it's done even if they find a way to make her somewhat interesting, I'm just like I'm done, I'm out.
Well, help anyway.
Yeah. Okay, I'll get to some of my positives. I thought that the mise-en-scène in this episode was really good. The cinematography, stage design, lighting, music. I love the look of Arkham and the feel of the show. The tonally, I think, really worked well.
I agree with that.
Yeah. What do you think of Leslie Tompkins?
I know that I noticed that you said that like she didn't get enough
Yeah.
time,
Yeah.
but I think we're gonna see. I didn't see the preview for next week, so I have no idea. So if we do get to see more of her, I would like that. But
Yeah.
I think it was okay for an introduction, like just to show
Yeah.
that. I mean, what did we get from what did we get? What did we
From
find out about her personality from?
Yeah.
Like,
Okay,
what do you
so
think we know?
she's tough. She's capable. She's an intelligent person. She has some sort of an attraction to him and seems like a good person. So here's the thing that like if this was like a different show and that was her introduction, I would be very satisfied with that. I'd be like, okay, that's the beginning. That's like, what we'll see. And I'm just nervous, given that like I feel like we haven't gotten more from Gordon past the pilot. I hope that this is just the beginning and that more will come, and this isn't just everything. You know what I mean? Like, because if she's perfectly fine in this, and I think she has, she has some a little bit of chemistry with Gordon, and seems like a much better character than Barbara, but I want to make sure that she is gonna be more than just like another good guy who's intelligent.
Yeah, no, I'm optimistic.
Yeah.
So hopefully later on. What happened in the preview?
So the preview is about the electrocutioner, who is the guy who was electrocuting everybody this episode. They don't say that name until the preview. Who he is a Batman villain, this guy, and he's coming back. And so the thing that made me nervous about the preview is that Gordon comes into the GCPD and he's like, "I know this guy better than anybody. You have to like let me back to help take him down." And then he's like back in his like detective uniform and not in the security guard uniform. And so I'm like, was this a one-off? Was he just at Arkham for one episode?
I really hope not.
Yeah.
I wanted him to be a. Maybe we'll like find out that everyone's like, we want your help, but you can't be here. Maybe it'll be
Yeah.
something like that. But
Yeah.
I do want him there for the rest of the season at
I
least.
agree. I mean, I'm fine if maybe he's back for an episode to take down the electrocutioner, but I don't want him to be back for good.
Or to come back and then they're like, okay, thanks for your help, but you gotta go back.
Yeah. I don't know. I also feel like, do they need to have the electrocutioner come back the following week? Could he have been gone for a little while? Like, especially because it's like, even yeah, if he just goes back to the priest, like the being a cop for like 1 week and then goes away, it's like, why did you do it right after he was at Arkham for only one episode? It's like, give him a few episodes at Arkham before you have him get back to the force. It feels crazy.
Yeah, no, I'm kind of losing. I'm getting more disenchanted with the show.
Yeah. Did you like well, what did you think of like the overall mystery of the week and the electrocutioner and all that stuff?
I liked that though.
Yeah.
That's so I know that there was kind of a twist at the end, but when they were like pointing to that woman, I forget her name.
Yeah,
Like I knew that something was messed up with her from the
Yeah,
beginning.
exactly.
Cause I don't know if that was what was supposed to be the mystery, or the mystery was supposed to be the twist at the end that she was a victim.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
No,
But
I
it's
agree with you that I was sort of like, yes, this is obvious, but I will give them credit that there was the second twist. And even though obviously the guy who it ended up being was like really telegraphed as being like a villain, I didn't think he was going to be a villain this week. I thought they were setting him up for like later down the
to
road.
do to do another to ha to be responsible for another problem later,
Yeah,
yeah.
exactly. So I was a little bit. I was like, wait, is this going to be the Clock King? Because he seems a lot like the guy who plays the Clock King on Arrow and Flash.
I forgot his name, but he looked familiar.
Yeah.
He looked
I don't
similar.
know if it's. I don't think it's the same actor, but he looked similar, and I was like, "Is this? This is."
They talk
Yeah, they
similarly.
do. They definitely do. But he seems like he could be fun. We'll see how he does next week. But
I do want like I know we have a lot of villains on the
yeah.
show, but none of them are like really villains villains. Like they're all doing other things, and I do kind of want like a villain who's like a big problem for Gordon, but like who isn't like responsible, like who isn't not responsible, who isn't busy trying to make like an army or do other like as a kid
Well,
or
I'm
whatever.
pretty bummed at, like how they ended up handling Zaz, because I think Zaz could have been like a good ongoing issue if he had just been his own guy and not been a like a mercenary. You know, he could have just kept killing people and Gordon had to like chase him down for multiple episodes.
Yeah.
So I will give them credit. At least the electrocutioner is going to be more than one episode. But yeah, no, I wish Zaz had been back. And I agree with you. They need a villain who's actively taking on the hero instead of just like fighting other villains. So one other positive I had is I thought Bullock was good this episode. He's a,
Yeah, he was really
yeah.
funny. Like the part where he took his drink before he like left.
Yeah.
I forget what. Oh, because I think they were like, oh, it must be that. Like they realized it wasn't the woman, and they all like ran out. And he was like, finish the shot, finish the shot. It was really funny, I thought.
I thought yeah, I feel like the show lights up a lot when he comes on screen, and like even I thought that his like Gordon's best bits in this episode were when he was talking with Bullock, you know. Like I really liked that scene when Bullock first came in and was like sort of taking on the boss, and Gordon kind of, you know, he was a little bit more happier when Bullock was around.
Oh, the kiss?
The what?
They kissed each other,
Did
right?
they really?
Wait, I thought
I
they
mean,
did.
they definitely hugged each other. I didn't
I thought
remember
there
them.
was a kiss,
Maybe
and
I
I'm
just
imagining
maybe
not
I
like a romantic kiss, but like
yeah.
a.
Maybe I just looked at my phone for a second and I missed it, but
I
yeah,
thought there
that's
was a
funny.
kiss.
There might have been.
Talking about a kiss, you know, at the end where, I forget their names, the two guys met, and like.
The two gangsters, yeah.
Yeah, and they had that music on. I thought that was gonna be like a gay moment or something. I thought they were like gonna like start making out, I swear. I don't know why I thought that.
That's interesting. I actually see. I see where you're coming from. I did actually call that he was gonna end up shooting him, but yeah, no,
I
that
mean, the
I can see.
shooting would have made more
Yeah,
sense, but
yeah.
I thought that maybe they
Well,
would do something different.
so the main guy, the guy who ends up shooting the other guy, his name is Butch. And what do you think of his storyline this week with how he was working for Fish and all that stuff?
I sure.
Yeah,
I mean,
he.
I liked it, but
Yeah.
I just don't like fish, so I don't
Yeah.
care.
No, I agree. Well, here's the thing. So for me, it's not even necessarily about Fish. It's like I just am sick of all the build up to the mafia stuff. I just want it to happen, and because I feel like it's been building for so long, and it's like,
It's gonna be a finale thing, you realize
yeah,
that,
I
right?
do, but I'm like, I don't want to wait 10 more episodes for this. Like, I'm over it. I'm over the waiting. I want to see it happen. And I do think, I will say, I do think the Butch's story was pretty good. I'm glad that he got a little bit more, you know, stuff going on this week. And they actually did get me to think that he might betray her. But, you know, it's just like another little puzzle piece being moved, and I want to just see things happening. Another storyline with little puzzle pieces being moved is the Penguin story. I thought it was pretty good. You know, it was okay. What did you think?
I think we've seen better penguin stories,
Yeah.
honestly. I don't know. I don't know. I'm just really disenchanted with this episode,
Yeah.
so it's really hard for me to even talk about positives.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, my biggest negative I wrote for me at least is I guess feel like Gordon isn't a character. Like he's written and directed without personality or charisma, I wrote down, and I just don't really care about him.
Yeah, I don't care about him either.
Yeah, I guess like his storyline is somewhat interesting, but the character, and I just feel so bad that's the reason I felt bad for, like, I really hope Leslie Tompkins is good too, because right now I feel like Ben McKenzie is being wasted on this role, and I'm worried that Marina Baccarin is going to be wasted on Leslie Tompkins because she's a really good actress, and
Oh,
Ben,
she's really good.
yeah.
Like from Homeland, like she's from the
Yeah.
big shows, and they
Yeah.
put her on this, no offense, like kind of a smaller show.
Yeah.
And I hope they do more with
Yeah.
her.
And I really like watching. I've been watching The OC, and that's not like a great show or anything. I recognize that it's not an amazing show, but within the pilot of that show, they gave Ryan more character than Gordon's ever gotten, and
No,
he was
I don't think
like,
it's his acting.
yeah.
I think it's the direction,
Yeah.
which also maybe Barbara's it's also the directing on
Yeah.
her side and not her
Yeah.
acting. Maybe she would have been a better character under someone else's directing. I don't
Yeah.
know.
Yeah, no. I think you might be right there. I feel really I feel sad watching Ben McKenzie in that role and not really getting anything to do with it. It's also just beyond even the personality stuff. He doesn't have a life outside of his cases. He's like living in his like office or whatever. And it's like it doesn't. He needs personality. I don't know. I guess that's pretty much everything. I'm sorry to our listeners if you're really big fans. We don't want to be a hate fest or anything, but
Yeah, I see. I'm usually positive about
yeah.
everything, but I was just really excited for this episode because it was after the big break and it was supposed to
Yeah.
be Arkham Asylum. And actually, I will say I like the Arkham Asylum
Yeah,
stuff.
me too.
I think that was my favorite part of the episode, and I really enjoyed that.
Yeah.
But it was everything else that it was either too much or not done well enough, I
Yeah.
think.
Yeah, I agree. I think the Arkham stuff felt fresh, and it felt like almost like a second pilot or something, that the setting was so different. And so I really hope that it's not just back to business next week. I hope he stays there for a couple episodes at least.
I'm hoping rest of the season, and
Yeah.
then they find out that something with Arkham Asylum and the mobsters, and there's like a
Yeah.
connection, and there's like a big
Yeah.
battle at Arkham.
But I remember there was one other point that I didn't like, which was that I really hated his boss. I thought
Oh my god, me too!
that. Yes. He was so annoying.
I honestly thought that he was gonna be responsible for it just because he was reacting so stupidly to
Yeah.
everything. He was like, "Oh, so he's still breathing? That's that. Who cares, man?" I'm like, I was like, "You probably did it because it's easier for you to work there if they're all
Yeah.
brain dead."
Yeah, no. I was very happy that he died, because I would not have been happy seeing that guy every single week saying those things. And I will also say that that actor apparently is from The Wire, which is generally considered one of the greatest shows ever made. So it's another case of an actor who is a good actor being put into this role. And yeah.
Yeah, this show's killing people's acting careers.
I was pretty surprised at the opening scene with Catwoman and Ivy, because I just thought that it really seemed like two amateur actors interacting, and I usually think that they're pretty good, so I was surprised with that too. But
Yeah, that was just they I honestly think that whole story was there just so Barbara could call Ivy on the phone, and
yeah.
then that was it. That
Yeah.
was what the story was for, which I feel like they could have just done it differently. I don't know. Maybe Barbara could have gone to visit him at Arkham Asylum or whatever, find out he works there, and then he sees
Yeah, with
him like
Leslie.
almost touching Leslie or
Yeah.
something, and she freaks out and
But do we
leaves.
even need that storyline? Because I honestly think that it should be she calls Gordon, and then Gordon's like, "No, I don't want to be with you.
Well, okay, in an ideal world, yes, that's what we would
Goodbye."
want.
Yes.
But this world isn't ideal.
Yes. No, it is not. I also don't even think that it. I mean, like, it's good to show that Catwoman is like sympathetic and like wants to take care of Ivy and stuff. But I remember last episode she was afraid of Ivy. So that's sort of weird. I don't know, like
Yeah, no,
yeah.
the show's not very organized.
No.
I'm hoping that maybe, is there gonna be a season two? Do we know
We
yet?
don't know for sure, but it's doing well. There'll probably be a season two.
I just hope maybe season two they'll get everything. Maybe it'll be one of those cases where the season one sucks and
Yeah.
then later like season two becomes really good.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean it still is in general more fun, I'd say, than the season one of S.H.I.E.L.D. was. Well, I mean,
Yeah,
that's
I
debatable,
agree.
but yeah, I mean, that's kind of how
In
I
my
feel.
opinion, I
Yeah.
think it's more it's not all great, but like the good parts are really good, I
Yeah.
think.
Yeah.
I really do like the Penguin, and I think he's a great villain.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm excited to see Penguin rise up and really get to do his mayhem. So, all right, we will see you guys well, for this anyway, for Gotham, we'll see you in 2 weeks. But our next podcast should be on Agent Carter's premiere, which is tomorrow, so that's very exciting.
Yay!
Yeah.
I won't be here, but Dan will be doing that
Yep.
with Jesse,
Yep.
and I'm really excited, and everyone should tune in because
Yep.
I think it's going to be awesome.
I agree. Very excited for tomorrow, 2 hour premiere. So if you want to check us out, where can they email us?
They can email us at smallscreenjustice@ gmail.com.
And you can check out our blog, smallscreenjustice.wordpress.com. Check out our Twitter at Superhero TV Pod. That has tons of superhero TV and movie news. I update it daily. Please check us out on iTunes. Rate us, review us, subscribe to us. Ratings and reviews would be a very big help, but we'd be very thankful. Thank you for listening. And
thank you, guys.
Hopefully,
have an electrifying day.
Nice. I like it. See you guys.